Okay, look, we'll do a little bit of shoftim together. Perek Yud, shoftim Perek Yud Dalad. Yud Dalad. I'm in Yeshua, which is a bit, it's not going to help me. Okay. Let's go two pesukim back though, just for a bit of chazara. On Pasuk Chof, on Yud Gimel Chof Dalad. Okay. V'teled Ha'isha Bain, she gave birth to a son, V'tikra Eshemoy Shimshon. And she called him Shimshon. V'yigdal Hana'ar, right, V'varechehu. And Hashem blessed him. So the Gemara is going to speak about that. How did Hashem bless him? And it's going to be surprising. Hashem. V'tochel. Right, and it fell upon him, or it's, yeah, look where it fell upon him. Yeah, Ruach Hashem, he says Lashon Haschola. Yeah, Ruach Hashem, Lefa'amoy.
Which
pasuk
are we on?
We went back to Pesukim in the last two Pesukim, Yud Gimel. No, we're on Yud Dalet, we're doing Yud Dalet today, but I went to do the last two Pesukim of you. Right, that's sorry. L'tokol Ruach Hashem, Lefa'amoy. And the began the spirit of Hashem to tingle in him. But Machane Dan, he was in the Machane of Dan. But the Gemara is going to speak about it.
In Pasuk Yud Gimel of Yud Dalet.
Yud Gimel. We're in Perek Yud Gimel Chof Hey. We've got about five more words, and then we're going to be in Yud Dalet. But Machane Dan bein Sora uvein Eshta Oil. Between those places, which are apparently near here. Okay, now here we go. But yeah, so I saw in the art scroll, we'll check out if it's correct, because I haven't finished with that. There's three women over here that Shimshon's going to be with, so it's good to know who they are. We'll try and name them as we go along. The one we all, Delilah, what you call her, we're kind of familiar with that name. So, Vayered Shimshon. And Shimshon went down. He so that's another thing. The Gemara's going to speak about that. He had a Yerida. Yeah? Timnosa. V'yor Isha. And he saw a woman. Here's the first one. V'timnosa. So this is we'll call her the woman from Timna. Okay? And it'd be not always a Plishtim. From the daughters of the Plishtim, and she wasn't Jewish, right, which is a bit of a problematic. So what did he do, like a good Jewish boy? He went to tell his father, Elimo, and his mother. He says, Isha Ra'isi, I saw a woman, the Timnosa, in Timna, the Timna woman. Maybe no, he's Plishtim, from the daughters of the Plishtim. But after now, Kuchu Oisoli, Isha, I want you to take her for me for a wife. His father and mother said to him, "Ha'ein is the not mibenois achecha from your brothers, good Jewish girl, b'chol ami in all of my nation, right? Isha, ki ata hoylech, rather you're going lekachas isha, taking a wife from miplishtim, ha'reilim the uncircumcised ones." V'yomer Shimshon said, "El aviv, right? Oisa." Kachli, her specifically, take for me, Kihi, Yoshra, so the Gemara is going to speak about this as well, she's a Yoshra Ve'inai, she's a straight girl, whatever, she's, okay, whatever, how you, okay, but Ovi Ve'imai, and his father and mother, Lo Yodu, they didn't know, listen to this, Ki Me Hashem, this was actually Hashkocha Protis, driving Shimshon to marry this woman, right? So we're going to speak about that basically because the first pasuk says, the pasuk before said she's Yeshara Be'enai, it sounded like he, you know, I like her. And then it says it's from Hashem. So the Gemara is going to speak about that. Ki Soyano, Soyano means, the translated as an Alila, right? Ari, what's Alila? It's like a plot, a ploy, but it's like also a trick or whatever. But it's giving a gift, basically, it's giving him inroads into the Plishti camp. Yahu Mavakesh. It's like he's working Lahavdil Alafalafim, he's working the Shabak something. Whatever, some kind of the Masad. He's getting it right. Mevagesh me plishtim, but he didn't go in disguise though. Yeah, but Esahi, and in that time, the plishtim were moishlim Israel. They were actually on the upper hand, and they were telling Israel what to do. The yeirishim, right? Another yeirid. I think the Gemara has a drash on the first one. The yeirid Shimshon va'aviv, and his father went with him. Ve'imo all together, family group. Yeah, to Timnah. V'yavo ad karme, they came into the vineyards of Timnosa. V'hine, and whilst they were going along, there was a kefir. A kefir is a young lion, yeah, arayos of lions. Shoyeg, roaring, likrosoi, towards him. He says, I don't know if it's like a little cub, but it's like a bechor. It's a hormonal one. it's a threat, yeah.
His parents didn't see it,
correct, you'll see. Yeah, correct. They explain over here that means it came upon him, where it passed upon him, a love. Ruach Hashem, Ruach from Hashem. Yeah, v'yishasehu, sorry. And he split it in two, right? Kishasa Hagadi, like a person would split into two a kid goat. Yeah, umma ein biado, and there was nothing in his hands, meaning it was barehanded.
No,
they had no weapons. Yeah, umma is a funny way of saying it. Yeah, it was barehanded means umma ein biado. Okay, v'loy higid, and he did not tell la'aviv la'imo to his father and mother. Esau she'asa, that's what he did.
Where were they? They were with him though.
They wanted a private. Yeah, or behind them. Whatever. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, he took it behind a tree and did his stuff. Okay, the Yeirid, they went down. V'daber l'isha, they spoke to the isha. Yeah, the Mrs. Timnah. Yeah, you're right. It's interesting. They did that before earlier. Why didn't you ask earlier? But yeah. Yeah, why is it not? But yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah, you're right. But if you notice in Pasuk Hey as well, it did it as well.
I don't.
Pasuk Hey. Oh, we're gonna have to work this out. Yeah, Vatisha, but Einei Shimshon. She was. They spoke to her, and she was still. She found favor in the. How do you translate that? Tisha. How did they translate in the Art Scroll?
She was fitting.
Fitting. Oh, she was fitting. Okay. Right. I thought that's Nava. It's fitting. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm distracting myself. Okay, the Yoshov, Yomim, they sat around for a couple of some time, Lekachta, in order to take her. The Yosa, and then Shimshon, like, turned away. He went for a right, Lirois, Ace, to see, Mapeles, the destruction. Ha'arye, right, the corpse of the Arye, to see what the lion that he'd killed. V'hine, and behold, Adas Devorim, there was a congregation of bees, Begivias, in the guf, they translate it, in the corpse. Giviyah can also mean in the corpse of the Arye. Udvash, and there was also honey. Right, so basically in the corpse of the lion, the bees had made a beehive, and they had started producing nice honey.
Now it's an Arye, before it was a kefir.
Yes, but he called them kefir arayos, or whatever. I suppose when age doesn't really matter when someone's dead, maybe. Anyway, v'yirdehu, right, so this is like El Kopov, he brought it down to his hands. It's actually in the Gemara we use this lashon of in the Mishnayos that to take honey from something, it's like you take it down. Mm-hmm. But basically, he took the honey out. The Yelech, and he went haloich, right, walking along. But whilst he was eating along his honey, whilst he was eating, the Yelech El Aviv, he went to his father, the El Imo, and to his mother. V'yitin lohem, and he shared it out. V'yochelo, and they ate. V'lo higid lohem, and he denied. He's still the same thing. Secretive. Ki megivias ha'arye roda davash. From the corpse of the lion, he got the davash from. Okay, the Yered Avihu Elisha. What Avihu? That's his father. Okay, Tilo Isha, the Yas Sham Shimshon, Mishta, and Shimshon made a party. Kiken Yasu Abakorim. Because thusly they will do the young people like parties. Vahi Kiroisom, when they saw Oisoi, right? So the Yikhu Shloshim Reim, they said, you know what, let's get 30 guys together to accompany the party. Vayu Itoi, and they were with him. I assume they were Plishtim, these people. Yeah, they were Plishtim, yeah. Vayom Alehem, and he said to them, Shimshon, all right, so here we go. Achuda na, I will riddle for you, Lechem, Chida, a riddle. I'm going to tell you a riddle. Im hageid tegidu, Osa, if you're going to say it, you know, the solution, Li, Shivas Yemei Mishta, in the 7 days of the, right, the party, right, with 7 days of, right, Sheva Brochas, Matzosem, and you should, and you find the answer, Venasota Lechem, I will give to you, if you work it out, Shloshim Sidinim, 30 linen cloths, and Shloshim Khalifois Begodim, and 30 suits, whatever Khalifois Begodim, right, okay, right. However, this is the flip side. V'im lo suchlu lagid li. But if you don't work it out, yeah, unasatem atem, you're going to give to me shloshim sedinim, these 30 blankets, and shloshim chalifois, and these 30 begodim, these 30 suits. V'yomru loy, they said, go ahead, go for it. Chuda chidoscha, tell us your riddle. V'nishma'ena, and we will hear it. He said to them, this is the riddle. Here we go. Me ha oichel. It took me a while to get the riddle. Shimshon now.
Shimshon's telling them the riddle.
Now, this is it. Lahem, right? Because they said, say the riddle over. Look, yeah? They said, let's go back. He says, lo, they said to him, yeah? Chuda kidoscha. Say your riddle, your riddle. Vanishmon nishmeeno, and we will hear it. And then Vyoima Shimshon said, Lahem, Meha Oichel, so from the one that eats. Right? So that right? Yotza Machel comes out from it food. Yeah, Ome Az, and from the mighty Yotza Masoik comes out sweet stuff. So that's the middle, right? From the eater comes out food, and from the mighty came out sweet stuff. Velo yochlu lahagid achida. They weren't able to solve this riddle, shloshes yomim, for the first 3 days. Okay, we're going to stop here with in suspense. Come back tomorrow for the answer to the riddle. Okay, let's chazara.